rejoice, kings and kingdoms, and sing, little children, the day of fulfilling has finally come. The gift of salvation has spread to the nations, to worshiping him in a heavenly tongue.
It's fallen upon us, she's here, he's here, comfort has come. Well, he has come. I'm celebrating still. Just in case you don't remember it, this weekend is Pentecost. This Sunday, 7 weeks, Shavuot, was the 7 weeks or weeks, Feast of Weeks. So you have 7 weeks plus one day, made 50. And the word Shavuot was the deal. But then when the Septuagint was done in about 300 B.C., they used the Greek word Pentecost because Alexander the Great had basically conquered, as far as colonized, a big share of the world at that time. And you have the word Pentecost that came out of that. And so we're celebrating that this weekend. I've just kind of got to explain a little bit to you. And we're going to talk a little bit about what happened at Pentecost. I mean, we have all these birthday months, and this is the one of the church was born, the church's birthday. Thank God for the Comforter. Thank God that he's not just come in the sense of come to dwell within us, and that would be enough if that was all there was, but that isn't. God said, I want you to be baptized from above in the Holy Spirit and have the Spirit also upon you. And so we have such a great, you know, there's so much of Christianity that is resisting, you might say, or not really coming under the comprehension or the whole aspect of the supernatural. We're talking about the charisma or the charismata. And so we're either going to be this way, this all coming down. We're either going to be supernatural or we're going to be superficial. And so we have to look at that right now and understand. I just would admonish you, just study the making of the Septuagint out. It's a good study. 72 elders, somewhere around 300 BC, were put together, six from every Jewish tribe, and they were asked to translate the Hebrew into the Greek so the common people could read it. And so much of the New Testament is actually quotes from the Septuagint, and so it does matter, and it's important, but more importantly, I want to talk about the baptism and the two types of baptism. We face both of them, technically. We want to be baptized, submerged. We want to be baptized, and there's a second baptism like a waterfall if you went and stood underneath it, that the baptism would fall upon you. And so when we're going to quote New Testament stuff here, and I'll just try to work through this real quick. Tomorrow night, I will teach on the effect of baptism or the evidence of baptism as spoken of in the book of Acts, which is normally almost every time some aspect of speaking in tongues. So we're going to spend about 30 minutes or 40, somewhere in there, talking about that because it's so vital, so important for our age. Right now, I just want to go through some scriptures about this falling upon, because we're not denying the infilling by all means. If a person isn't born again, if they don't have God dwelling in them, they're not born again. You must be born from above. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. But upon is important, and that's really what we're talking about with the day of Pentecost coming up this Sunday, and we're going to try to celebrate everything without losing out, because we're looking forward to the rejoining of Christ with his church in a physical situation coming soon, in the gathering together of his saints. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also, and I'm going to receive you, John 14, I'll receive you unto myself. but also he poured out his Spirit 2,000 years ago on the day of Pentecost. And I'll just read a couple scriptures here. I'm running out of time fast. It says in Acts 2:2, there came from heaven a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And if you remember, the tongues of fire or the flames of fire came upon them. In Acts 2:17, it actually says this, I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. And then he says in Acts 2:33, therefore being exalted to the right hand of God, having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. Poured out. And Paul, when he was quoting what happened, or Peter, excuse me, when he was quoting Acts 10 with Cornelius, he said in Acts 11, he's telling about it, he says, the Holy Spirit fell upon them and on us as at the beginning. And one more place was in Ephesians in Acts 19, and Paul had laid hands on them and the Holy Spirit came upon them. So it's just so wonderful that we're going to celebrate this. I'll try to talk some more about this tomorrow night, but know that you really have something to celebrate, and we'll talk about the ramification. Lord, bless them. Lord, keep them. Lord, I thank you that you have got wonderful children, and you're raising them up to be in the image of your Son. In Jesus' name, amen.